Well, it is so great for us to gather here this morning for such a great celebration. Apparently, the only guest who decided not to come this morning was my voice. But since last night my voice was almost completely gone, I had some people help read my homily. So I figured since it's half back, maybe I could have help reading half of my homily. So. So I did ask someone if she could help me out. Can you help me out here? Come on up here, if you will. Let's come up here. Help me remember, what is your name? Giselle, okay. So Giselle and I are just gonna help read what my voice probably won't have enough energy to say. So we'll just take turns, and you're gonna read the first page, then I'll read the second page, and then you'll just go on. Is that okay? Hold this nice and close to you.
Hi, my name is Father Wesley.
Hi, my name is Father Wesley.
You probably don't recognize my voice.
That's because I'm being rescued today by a voice that is younger, stronger, and much more well-dressed.
The gospel says that sheep recognize the voice of the shepherd, but not the voice of strangers.
There are many voices in the world. Some are not worth listening to, even though they are popular, famous, or powerful.
A voice that leads you away from the dignity is a voice that you shall not follow.
But I know that the voice of Jesus is one that you can trust.
No one else has given his life for you.
No one else wants you to live forever as much as he does.
So when Jesus says something, I know that I can trust him.
So when he took bread in his hands and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body," I know that it is no longer bread.
Even though it looks and smells and tastes like bread, it is the body of Christ.
And because I know and trust the voice of Jesus, I know that when he took a chalice of wine in his hands and said, "Take this and drink from it, this is the cup of my blood," it is no longer wine.
Even though it looks and smells and tastes like wine, it is the blood of Christ.
There is another voice that our children trust. It is the voice of their parents.
You are the ones who choose for them to be baptized and now to receive their first communion.
They need you. And they trust that you will help them to receive Jesus as often as possible. Aren't you glad they're not old enough to drive yet?
That means they need your help, your encouragement, and most importantly, your example.
Maybe God wanted my voice to be weak today so that you could hear the voice of a child. Their excitement to receive the body and blood of Christ is a reminder to us.
To listen for the voice of the shepherd, to receive him, and to help others follow him.
Thank you for the voice of this child to help us today.